The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's latest estimates suggest that one in 68 U.S. children has autism. It's a 30% jump from the last federal estimate.
While that news may sound alarming, health officials say the numbers may not mean autism is occurring more often.
Here to explain is Maureen Durkin, professor of population health sciences and pediatrics at the UW-Madison. She's an investigator at the Weissman Center in Madison. Maureen, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob.
Well, it sounds like a lot. One in 68 kids. Is this alarming? Is this a big jump in incidence of autism?
Yes, it is a large increase in the frequency of the condition. It's more than 1% of children now are being found to have autism, much higher than we'd ever expected.
So does this mean more kids are getting autism, or we're finding it more often now that we're looking for it more carefully?
Well, we do think that our tools for detecting autism have improved a lot, and the awareness is much greater, both among parents and providers, healthcare providers and teachers who work with children, know how to recognize it more than they did in the past. So certainly some of the increase over time seems to be due to that.
It seems like it's not a straightforward diagnostic. There's not just a blood test or something. What are the diagnostic tools that we're using to detect autism?
Well, they include screening tools, so that now all children, when they go for their pediatric visits, undergo a screening process for developmental concerns in general. And these can be just systematic observations of the child's behavior and questions for the parents to answer. And then for children who screen positive, that suggests there might be a developmental delay, then they undergo a more detailed developmental assessment. And that includes systematic observations of their behaviors in specific settings.
Well, that CDC study was nationwide sampling parts of the country, I believe. What do things look like here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we're one of the 11 sites participating in the CDC's autism surveillance. We've been doing this since 2002. And what we have found is since we first started out, the prevalence has just about doubled here in Wisconsin among 8-year-old children. And so at this point, it's about 1% of children are found to have autism in Wisconsin. It's a little lower than the national estimate, which is closer to 1.5%.
So once we've diagnosed autism, a child has autism, what's next? Do we just know that, or are there treatments, therapies out there?
Yes, there's lots of therapies, particularly behavioral interventions. And the idea is that these are most effective if they begin early in life. So there's a big effort to try to identify autism earlier rather than waiting till the child gets to school age. And these are therapeutic. The most common treatment for autism is an intensive behavioral one-on-one types of interventions. And these can be very costly. The cost is about $50,000 a year per child receiving these services.
Are we getting better at providing this kind of therapy?
I don't know that we're getting better. I think that as we realize the need is greater, we're finding it a little bit harder to meet the need with our given levels of training and resources.
Have we gotten any closer to determining what causes autism?
No, not much. We're learning more and more that there are some genetic mutations that explain a small percentage of cases of autism. There's a number of risk factors we're learning about. One of the ones we've found is that children born to older parents tend to have a higher rate of autism. But this is just one contributing factor. Still, most of the children born to older parents do not have autism, but it does increase the risk somewhat. Also, children born prematurely have a higher risk of developing autism, and there are other risk factors like that.
It seems like one challenge from a public health perspective is that we might see a state or even an urban community looking like an autism hotspot, more diagnoses there. But the question would be, does that mean there's more autism there or there's better autism detection there?
I think that's a really good question, and we don't know the answer to that yet. There could also be a tendency for migration of people to areas where there are better services, and that might explain why we find in some urban areas more autism than in rural areas.
I know there's been some controversy from the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, I think it's called,
yes,
about defining the autism spectrum. You used to either have no autism, autism, or you might have something on that spectrum in between. Is that still a diagnosis?
Yes, we're the categorization of autism has changed over time somewhat, and we no longer, according to the latest DSM manual, we don't subdivide the different types so much. We call it more broadly an autism spectrum condition, and the severity can range widely within it.
And does the therapy vary with the severity?
Yes, of course it does. And some of the children with autism also have other behavioral problems that can respond to medication. So many of the children are receiving medications for some of their behaviors.
So if a parent is concerned, maybe they've had preliminary diagnosis of possible autism, they're just worried but maybe don't have access to health coverage, what is a next step if a parent suspects autism?
Well, there's the most important thing is to let their health care provider know about their concerns. And all children in the state of Wisconsin should have access through birth to three programs, early intervention programs that serve children around the state, to some kind of health care intervention, regardless of their insurance status. And then in addition, once they reach school age, they can receive services for autism through the school system. And for children with disabilities, they become eligible at age three for those services through the school system.
And so how do they proceed then? If they've got that diagnosis, they want to go through the school to get that service or look around. Is there does Wisconsin have a clearinghouse where people can find all the info they need?
Yes, they can definitely find the information through the Birth to Three program for the state of Wisconsin. The Wasteland Center here also has a resource center and lots of information available online for this.
With a number like 1 in 100 kids with autism in Wisconsin, 1 in 68 around the country, do you see that lighting a fire under the butts of policymakers, the health community, to do more, to make sure there are more services, more diagnostic opportunities out there?
Yes, I think it should do this. We've been thinking that the rate of increase might level off and we could settle down and then begin planning that. But so far we've seen no leveling off. The numbers just keep increasing. And the service availability of services for the children is not up to par with what the numbers are showing, so we do need to do a lot more.
We'll leave it there for now. Maureen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Maureen Durkin. She's a professor of population health sciences and pediatrics at the UW-Madison. She's an investigator at the Weissman Center in Madison. She joined us today to discuss new CDC numbers estimating that 1 in 68 kids in the U.S. have autism.